Those of you who have physically gone to Hajj, and had both the difficulties and the pleasures and the benefits of it, inshallah, as well as the others, may perhaps want to hear what Hazrat Abdul Qadir Geylani says. Qudsallahu al-Fattahi. He says that there is an inner Hajj, what we perform is a key, if you want to, a gymnastic, an exercise of an inner Hajj, which also is obligatory to us if we can. But the if we can here does no longer depend on finances or the time, but on other things. It is also obligatory to all of us, and it is also once in a lifetime, because it lasts for a whole lifetime. And he says, Mecca is not a city on the face of this planet, and Kaaba is not a cube in the city of Mecca, but Mecca and the Kaaba is here. Arafat is not a plain, a bit raised from a certain distance from Mecca, but it is here. And Mina is not what you have visited, but it is here. And these places, if you wish, is the manifestation of certain asma of Allah Ta'ala. The Kaaba of the heart is the manifestation of the asma Ya Hay, the ever living. The tawaf around the Kaaba of the heart is a symbol of the eternal life, because the end is the beginning in a circle. And Arafat is the manifestation of the Esma Ya Haq, the absolute truth. And here the Mina is the total annihilation, the manifestation of the name Ya Qahhar, the annihilation of all selfishness and egoism. So what you did is an exercise which all of us as Muslims are obliged to do, this lifelong Hajj, the inner Hajj. Go to the Kaaba of the heart, made the tawaf of the eternal living, go up to the Arafat of the mind, be an Aris so that you know the Haqq, and finally descend to Mina to make Qurban if you want to, and annihilate all egoism and all selfishness. So you see the climax of the Hajj is not really the Arafat, is the manifestation of the name Ya Qahhar, the annihilation of arrogance, selfishness, and egoism and egotism. You have experienced, the ones who have gone to Hajj, every day and every minute of the day that you try to live as a Muslim, doing nothing except obeying to Allah and worshipping Allah. Now that you are back with us, let us see how often are we going to remember Allah, are we going to remember that we are Muslims, how often we will do what we do for Allah's sake. That inner Hajj starts at birth. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that every child, not only Muslim child, every child is born with the nature of a Muslim, of total submission. A child cannot move by himself unless you move him. A child cannot eat by himself unless you feed him. A child cannot clean himself unless you clean him. He is totally dependent and he totally submits. So that is the beginning, the submission. And then as he evolves, every child, when he realizes that he is not a goat or a dog or a duck, but he is a human being or she, a soundless, letterless message comes to him. where did you come from? Where are you going to end? It happened to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. He came out from the cave and he looked and he saw the moon and the stars, and he said that that must be God. And he stopped there looking at them till the sun came up and they disappeared. And he said, ah, because that disappeared, it cannot be God, so that must be God, the sun. But the sun also disappeared. So a child seeks precisely eternity and eternal life. And that is when he goes to the Kaaba of the heart. When you are here, where my cigarettes are, and when the Kaaba is here, astaghfirullah, my ashtray, and somebody else is standing to the north of it. So the one at the north turns south, the one at the south turns north. Kaaba is gone, so the one at the south is praying to the one in the north. The sun in the east is praying to the one at the west. In a circle, each of us, we are praying. When we turn towards the Qibla, we are praying to the Kaaba in the heart of the person who is right against us in the circle. For Allah Ta'ala said that I do not fit into the heavens and the earth, but I fit into the loving heart of my believing servant. So these ayats and many others indicate what Hazrat Abdul Qadir Geylani says is absolutely true. But for that, as you did when you were in your ihram and you were in the Hajj, that if not 24 hours a day, but most of the day, we have to remember that there is God. And that we are His servants. Some do, and some don't. There are some people who think that this material life, this body, which you see when you come to my age, is about to fall apart and disappear, is temporal. But some think, temporal or not, this is all what there is. And the earth upon which I stand is the only thing which there is. And the air which I breathe and the light which I see is the only thing which there is. And therefore, there is nothing else. There is only me and my sustenance and all what I see, what I hear, what I touch. Those people are their own gods. The words which I have mentioned up to now does not apply to them. and we do not want to be one of them, because their life is hell on earth and in the hereafter also. So if not as often as you did in the Hajj, if in state of humbleness and in state of thankfulness and in state of haya and shame, in spite of my being nothing, that I am receiving all these things from beyond, if you remember that often, and when you see something or taste something or touch something, that you know that that is not God, but all is from Him. And when you look at the green of the trees, or when they lose their green, that is a procedure which is happening by the will of God. Nothing happens unless He wills it to happen. Nothing exists if He wills it, unless He wills it to happen. If you live like that, that sooner or later you will be performing, inshallah, the inner Hajj. So may, in addition to this exercise of the macrocosmic Hajj, if you wish, I hope that those who have made the Hajj will seek to do the inner Hajj, and so will the rest of us.
Ameen.
Salaam alaikum. Yatsı okundu.
Okundu.
Okundu. Dersen işi çabucak bitirelim.
Eyvallah.
Ya. İş göbekte yani, senin anlayacağın. Kahar ismini sevmiyoruz ama
yeah.
Kahar ismi is the obliterator of the ego and the selfishness. When you were not here, I read a hadith which is really very touching, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that my ummah, he says, is all destined to go to Jannah, to paradise, with the exception of the proud, with the exception of the arrogant one. Imagine the purity of the Ashab-e Kiram. They don't even know what kibir is. Ya Rasulullah, what is arrogance? what is pride? And he says, the proud one is the one who does not abide what Allah Ta'ala tells us to do in the Quran and what I show you and tell you in my Sunnah, they think that they know better than Allah and they know better than I. That's the arrogant one. Not the one who says, I am better than you, you know. That is really nothing. Is that I am better than Rasulullah and I am better than Allah. Yeah? So I don't have to do what they tell me to do, you know. I'll do whatever I want to do. And those, he says, are not going to enter paradise. So really the goal is very simple, to get rid of one's egoism, egotism and selfishness. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. And whoever says, I am not an egotist and I am not a selfish one, is lying to us and to himself. Acaba abdest alsam mı, almasam mı? Bakalım ne olacak.